You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 30, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Florida Republicans are considering a mid-decade redistricting effort to gain more congressional seats. The Florida House has convened a committee to explore this unusual step, breaking from the standard 10-year schedule tied to the federal census. Governor Ron DeSantis supports this initiative, arguing that Florida should have more congressional seats due to its growing population. This announcement follows a White House order for a new census that excludes undocumented immigrants. DeSantis stated he would look favorably on the GOP-controlled legislature taking up redistricting. The Florida Supreme Court recently upheld the 2022 congressional map, which resulted in the GOP controlling 20 seats and Democrats 10. This map eliminated black representation in North Florida, prompting Republicans to seek additional seats. Mid-decade redistricting is the practice of redrawing electoral district boundaries outside the standard decennial census. The U.S. Constitution mandates redistricting every 10 years based on census data, making mid-decade efforts controversial. Critics argue such efforts are politically motivated, aimed at gaining an advantage rather than reflecting population changes. DeSantis claims the state is malapportioned because the census count stopped in April 2020, leaving subsequent growth unaccounted for. The Florida House's consideration of mid-decade redistricting follows similar efforts in Texas and is echoed by lawmakers in other red states. Some leaders in blue states like California and New York are also threatening to redraw their maps in response. Gerrymandering manipulates electoral district boundaries to favor one political party, undermining democratic principles. Partisan gerrymandering creates districts that disproportionately benefit a specific party, while racial gerrymandering dilutes the voting power of minority groups. Both forms of gerrymandering are significant in redistricting debates, threatening fair representation and election integrity. The manipulation of census data and redistricting practices can undermine the democratic process and violate fair representation principles. The current Florida congressional map has been criticized for eliminating black representation in North Florida. Excluding undocumented immigrants from census counts could significantly alter population totals, affecting congressional seat allocations. States with large undocumented populations might lose seats, while those with fewer could gain, impacting the House of Representatives' balance of power. When non-citizens are added to the population count, it can distort congressional district maps, leading to unequal representation. Redistricting can change election results by creating safe seats for one party and diluting the opposing party's voting power. In Florida, new districts favoring the GOP could increase Republican congressional representatives, strengthening their majority in the U.S. House. If similar efforts occur in other states, it could significantly alter Congress's partisan composition, affecting legislative agendas. DeSantis has been informed by Trump administration officials that Florida could gain 3 to 5 more seats with proper redistricting. If states change their unit of apportionment from total population to citizen voting age population, CVAP, minority opportunity districts could decline. Republicans could win more seats in redistricting plans that equalize district CVAPs, though it may not significantly disturb the partisan balance. Florida's ability to conduct mid-decade redistricting without a new federal census raises complex legal questions. While the U.S. Constitution mandates a decennial census, states can redraw district lines more frequently based on state-level data. Such efforts face significant legal challenges, especially regarding the accuracy and constitutionality of chosen population data. DeSantis maintains that Florida is malapportioned and is exploring pathways for redistricting. Mid-decade redistricting is not widespread and typically occurs under exceptional circumstances when population changes are significant. The implications for U.S. House control could be substantial if multiple states pursue mid-decade redistricting, potentially shifting the partisan balance. President Trump has called for redistricting in Texas and other red-leaning states to increase the GOP margin in 2026. Democrats and critics oppose the proposed mid-decade redistricting in Florida, labeling it a power grab, copyright, African Elements.